More children stricken with a mysterious liver ailment. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Scores of cases in the U.S. in children under five.
CDC is investigating 109 children with hepatitis of unknown cause occurring in 25 states and territories over the past 7 months. Sadly, this does include five reported deaths.
Dr. Jay Butler of the Centers for Disease Control says several of the children have needed liver transplants. More than half of the kids impacted in the U.S. showed signs of the adenovirus. None had received a coronavirus vaccine. The World Health Organization says there are nearly 300 probable cases in 20 different countries. Catholic churches around the country bracing for possible protests this weekend in the wake of a leaked Supreme Court draft opinion.
Pro-choice activists plan to use the day that honors Mother to protest against the possible overturning of Roe v. Wade. The activist group Ruth Sent Us is calling for protests at prominent Catholic churches on Sunday to exclaim the right to abortion and blamed the six Catholics on the Supreme Court for the possible overturning of the high court decision that made abortion legal.
Fox's Lauren Green. Texas Governor Greg Abbott wants to challenge another decades-old Supreme Court precedent, the 1982 decision that required the state to educate all children, even those in the country illegally. Now 22 confirmed deaths in an explosion that ripped through an historic hotel being renovated in Havana, Cuba. A dozen people are still missing. A gas leak is suspected. Actor Mike Haggerty has died, perhaps best known for his role as the building superintendent on Friends.
Because you're a little princess. Daddy, buy me a pizza. Daddy, buy me a candy factory. Daddy, make the cast of Cats sing happy birthday to me.
Mike Haggerty was 67. Wall Street ends the week lower, the Dow dropping 98 points, NASDAQ down 173. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Former President Trump headlining a rally Friday night in Greensburg, Pennsylvania for his endorsed candidate in the U.S. Senate race, Dr. Mehmet Oz.
And you're going to send Dr. Oz to fight for you in the U.S. Senate?
But Mr. Trump's former Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, is endorsing GOP rival David McCormick in that race. In a media call Friday, he raised what he called security concerns about Dr. Oz.
The people of Pennsylvania and the Americans who he will be representing as one of 100 members of the United States Senate voting on important national security matters need to understand the scope and depth of his relationship with the Turkish government.
Dr. Oz's parents are from Turkey. Some Republicans are turning on freshman GOP Congressman Madison Cawthorn.
Another day, another video, or scandal, or eye roll linked to GOP North Carolina Congressman Madison Cawthorn. It's hard to miss driving with a revoked license after multiple citations. Police cited Cawthorn twice for showing up at the airport with a loaded gun. But wait, there's more. Cawthorn alleging fellow lawmakers invited him to cocaine-fueled orgies. Photos of Cawthorn in women's lingerie. A video of Cawthorn engaged in a lewd act. Another video of a male aide groping the congressman. GOP North Carolina Senator Tom Tillis is determined to make his fellow Republican a one-termer.
Fox's Chad Pergram, a New York state court is halting the use of familial DNA by law enforcement because state lawmakers never approved its use. The technology has helped to crack several cold cases, but it raises privacy concerns. President Biden has authorized another $150 million in military aid for Ukraine. It includes artillery rounds and radar equipment. Dozens more civilians have been rescued from the tunnels under the besieged steel plant in Mariupol, where Ukrainian fighters are making what could be their last stand. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.